Here's your afternoon news. No more transfers between departments without approval. That's the latest directive for government workers from Governor Limanu Pletimonga. In a general memorandum dated today, the governor informed the Secretary of Samoan Affairs, CEOs, presidents, and executive directors of authorities, directors, and other agency leaders that effective immediately, the moving of employees within departments and transferring employees between departments must cease. It has become apparent, the memo says, that such transfers have been taking place. All employee transfer requests will now require prior approval from the governor. Employee transfers should be completed with proper documentation and approvals. Our government employees need to be reassured that their development and stable work environment are priorities for our administration. We cannot accomplish our goals if employee transfers are not carried out with transparency and accountability. Please continue to build upon the strengths of your current staff while developing plans to address challenges so that we retain and develop talent in our government workforce. Today is National Agriculture Day, and in a statement today, Congresswoman Uifatsali Amata highlighted all those in American Samoa who grow and harvest the fresh island fruits and crops. Happy National Agriculture Day to all our people that grow our delicious local island favorites, she said. In American Samoa, we're blessed to have bananas, coconuts, taro, papayas, breadfruit, sweet potatoes, and so much more. Thank you to everyone who helps make these healthy foods available for our families. Public service organizations such as the American Samoa Cancer Coalition, the Family Resource Center, and the two shelters housed under the Department of Health and Human Resources, which are the Emergency Homeless Shelter and the Battered Women and Child Protection Shelter, each stand at the front line of addressing the urgent social needs of this territory. As their community service project for the semester, the American Samoa Community College Introduction to Psychology class organized fundraising activities for those community service organizations. During ceremonies earlier this month, each section class presented their donations of money or goods to representatives of the three organizations. ASCC instructor Mrs. Tala Ropeti Leo said, "Service learning provides the students with an opportunity to apply theories that they learn in class. They learn to become active members of their community and to have a long-lasting positive impact on society by providing a service to those who need it most." All studies have shown that community service actually helps individuals reduce their stress, depression, and anger, and increases their self-confidence, determination, and sense of purpose. Working in groups, the students held bake sales, walk-a-thons, pick-a-thons, and plate sales to fund their donations. During the week of the presentation ceremonies, Class Section 1 hosted Family-to-Family Resource Center representatives Dr. Anaise Uso and Mrs. Ipu Eliapo Unutoa, who spoke about their work and expressed gratitude for the ASCC students' show of support. For Section 2's donation to the American Samoa Cancer Coalition, Director Mr. Va'atufayono and Media Representative Ms. Tracy Portosano visited the class to receive a monetary donation and express their appreciation. When Section 3 presented their donation to the two shelters housed under DHSS, they welcomed Branch Manager Sandra Fruin, who is manager of all DHSS shelter-operated facilities and programs, and Tufanua Avengalio, who manages caseloads for child abuse and domestic violence. Ropeti Leo expressed her appreciation of her students, as well as their parents, for their support while the projects were underway, as well as the representatives of the three community service organizations who came to ASCC to accept the donations and share time with the students. And finally, in news from Samoa, the Office of the Electoral Commission has moved to dispel rumors that ballot boxes for the April general elections were produced in China and have secret compartments to store illegal votes. TV1 Samoa reports Electoral Commissioner Faimalo Matumua Matthew Lemisio said all ballot boxes destined for booths around the country have all been made locally with locally purchased materials. As you can see, These boxes are all made of plywood and have no hidden compartment, he said. He said all boxes were made in 2016 and used for the last general elections. Faimalo Matumua also said that no one has cast votes yet after social media comments that some seasonal workers who have left to work overseas have already cast their votes. I don't know of any other office in Samoa where anyone can cast their votes for the elections, he said. For the first time ever, Samoa will have pre-polling in the coming election. This is scheduled to start April 5th, 4 days before the scheduled April 9th polling day. For details on these stories and many more, and a look at our new KHJ News podcast in English and Samoan, check out talanay.com. That's your afternoon news. I'm Joey Cummings.